1039 MyPickRadio.com, The Morning Show, John Annan. Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown, his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. It is, scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's big thunder and lightning out there this morning. Some people getting some heavy rain, so that'll be moving out later this morning, and then sunshine before the day is done and highs in the upper 80s. Of course, The Morning Show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. And Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we've got two new friends that we met on Facebook Live here just a few minutes ago that we're going to introduce you to on the radio. And we've got Martha from Garrett's Sporting Goods in Texarkana. And your goods are at two different locations.
They are. We have Arkansas and Texas. Uh-huh. Texas is 3102 Richmond Road. Uh-huh. And Arkansas is 4001 South State Line inside of Rocky Creek Outdoors.
Right. And we've got Ricardo from Forged in Fire from the History Channel. Yes. Not only is he a bladesman and a knife maker, he's a TV star too. Well, we found out Ricardo came from South. What country was it? I'm sorry.
From Brazil.
Brazil.
Originally from Brazil. I'm from Nashville, Arkansas.
Yeah. He's originally from Brazil in South America, but now he's from Nashville, Arkansas.
Yes.
But he does a lot of things. He's associated with the wonderful bladesmithing school up there. The James Black?
James Black Bladesmithing School is located in Old Washington, and Arkansas University, Hope, Texarkana. So they have that campus. Mm-hmm. So we teach knife making there.
Yes.
That is awesome because you can learn how to make knives, how to sharp knives. We have a nice class. This is a kit class. Uh-huh. Then you can learn how to make a knife how to assemble a kit properly. Uh-huh. Safely, and then you're gonna do that in one weekend. So you can go there, have some classes, have a nice day, have a fun weekend, and after that you're gonna have a knife that you made by yourself.
Right. Tell us a little bit, just a brief history about yourself. How did you get so involved in doing this when you were younger?
That is a kind of complicated. So we don't have time for that.
Well,
but anyway,
maybe the short version.
Okay. I used to be a boys' coach, uh-huh. And let's say many, many, many years ago.
Well, you're not that old, but okay.
But anyway, it was not that easy to find knives, or we didn't have internet on that, so I could not afford good knives. Then I started to search how I'm going to make this, how I'm going to, I just like to be outdoor and to be doing things. So I'm going to try to learn that. Uh-huh. And then I started to search on books.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I started to make my own knives, and I was about 14 years old. So many, many years later, I am just making my living and have my family. And I also have my small business running in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And making knives for law enforcement, uh-huh. military, fire departments.
Right.
And I have another five boys. I call my boys because they are uh-huh. so young guys, and they are working with me there and making some knives and signing with my brand and my signature. Mm-hmm. So after I just pursued my dream, and then after so many years, I have at least five families. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Everybody's okay here.
We're all good.
And then we have five families just surviving and making the living because of knives.
And how did you end up on the Forged in Fire on the History Channel?
Yeah, History Channel has invited me a few years ago to be part of the show and to compete there. And first of all, I thought, no, I don't want to go there and compete. It's a little different than my goal and things. But I finally decided, and after a family meeting, we decided we're going to try. And I won. Uh-huh. So it was season 7, episode 27 for whoever want to try to see
there.
That.
Yeah, it's
I made a very awesome sword from Africa called Aikakalaka. So it was a very different thing, but it was so fun. And
hold that thought, we'll come back and we'll talk with you more about this. More of the best of most countries coming up 24 hours a day. The best of most country is right here on the Pig at 1039 and mypigradio.com. This would be Local news topic. We've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
It is quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friends, our guests from the community. We got Martha from Garrett Sporting Goods and Ricardo, originally from Brazil, now from Nashville, Arkansas, forged in fire. You've probably seen him on TV on the History Channel, and he's involved with classes at the James Black School of Bladesmithing up in Hope, and that wonderful park that we have up in Old Washington, as I call it.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about knives and how he got into it and all that kind of stuff, but you can't see it here. Go to our Facebook page, My Pig Radio, after a while, and look at the Facebook. We did a live. It's now a video. And it shows all these wonderful, wonderful knives. Also, he's got like an specialty axe that he shows us, and just all kinds of neat items. And you can't show them on the radio, but quickly talk about a couple of these knives that are kind of unique, and one that is just iconic to the area.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So go ahead. Yes. Talk us about the iconic James Bowie.
Oh, this James Bowie. It's a design that is around us since 1800s. Mm-hmm. So that it's part of the school that we are teaching there. You can learn tradition and you can learn a lot of modern things as well. So we're gonna teach you how to make your own Bowie knife, okay? Because James Black was the guy who made the original Bowie knife for Bowie was going to Alamo, and so
he came right through here.
Exactly. he did stop at Old Washington, yes, and pick up a knife and went there. he is American hero, mm-hmm, but James Black was the guy who made the cape for the hero. Mm-hmm. So Bowie knife, you can learn everything about Bowies and all this kind of stuff. This particular one has a stag handle.
Mm-hmm. Like the handle, yeah.
Yeah, that is a really, really nice handle because it's so comfortable and it's completely natural. And we need to learn how to deal with the forms and shapes and put both things together. Something that comes from the nature, it's a gift. And then we can just make your own version of a knife and put that together. So you're going to make a completely mix in between something that comes from the nature and then something that you made.
Some of these knives are available at Garrett Sporting Goods.
They are. All of these.
All of these.
And more.
And more.
And
on the Facebook, you showed us one that was made for the Brazilian military, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. On the Facebook, people can go there and see, mm-hmm, this knife that you cannot see on the radar right now, but
we're eyeing it.
That is a very unique knife. It's designed for the paratroopers, mm-hmm, in Brazil. So the Brazilian army is using that. This is official knife of the Brazilian paratrooper. But also, you can see the other version with a knife designed for first responders.
This one's very interesting because it has several purposes, or you can do several things with it.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's not just a regular knife, but it's a very, very tough too, that, uh-huh, you can use for a lot of things. And there is a serration on the back that is designed for firefighters or first responders. They can cut through a windshield in 30 seconds. And if you're curious about that, you can go and visit Garrett's Sporting Goods. They have some videos there running all the time that you can see how you're gonna use that to cut a windshield and rescue people.
And he showed us a fascinating axe that also works like a can opener to open up when you need to get in steel or anything like that. You can open it up and like first responders get in to help somebody, to extricate somebody. But there's a lot of uses for that. When he first pulled it out, Anna kind of jumped because she was thinking about one of those Friday the 13th movies. It looked like one of those axes or something that somebody used for them. But it has really good purpose to it. Fascinating looking axe, though.
Yes.
And it's got multi-purposes. All this you can check out at Garrett Sporting Goods. And, of course, if you want, definitely we encourage you to go to the My Pig Radio and check out the video that we did, the Facebook Live that we did, that's now a video. We'll continue talking because we got a big event coming up.
Correct.
That we want to talk about, that's coming up, in a little over a week.
Right, June 18th, all right, Saturday.
So we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah, right there, smack dab in the middle of the Father's Day weekend. Perfect time to come to this, and we'll talk about that and other things as we continue. 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. millwaycritting.com, and we are the home of the Father's Day, Champions Father's Day giveaway contest. We got a bunch of prizes. Two people are going to win when we draw for the winner next Friday morning, 1 week from today on this radio program. And you need to get registered at one of the convenient locations around the area. And do so between now and about noon on next Thursday, because we're going to pick up all the boxes, registration boxes, bring them back here, put them into one box, and then draw for two different winners on the next Friday. And, of course, you can go to our website, mypigradio.com, to get all the details about the registration locations and all the prizes up for grabs. We're talking right now with Martha from Garrett Sporting Goods, and Ricardo, he's known from Forged in Fire that you've seen on the History Channel, but he also resides in Nashville, Arkansas, and does a lot of things with the James Black School of Bladesmithing, and he's just active in bladesmithing and knife making, and it's just a fascinating topic that there's just something about a well-made knife. You know, it's unique. Everybody needs to use a good knife at some time, and these are unique, wonderfully made knives. And you can check them out at Garrett Sporting Goods, and you can check out that Facebook that we did a little earlier at My Pig Radio that shows all these wonderful items. But you do have a big event coming up next Saturday the 18th, so it's going to be at your Sporting Goods on Richmond?
Correct, at 3102 Richmond, across from Sonic.
10 until 4?
10 to 4.
All right, tell us what all is going to be going on at this
event. What's going on?
There is. First, we're going to have the Red Rider BB gun range for the kids.
All right.
And some of the adults kind of sneak in there and shoot.
Well, sure. Of course. Everybody loves to shoot a BB gun.
Yes, that was a big hit at the festival in Old Washington, but it's about a 22-foot range. It has two bays, and so we will have the glasses so they
don't safe.
Shoot that, yeah, no yeah. one shoots their eyes out, and we'll be, as they say. But then also we'll be having demos of forging, of the knife cutting. We will have Jerry Fisk will have his Dutch oven cooking with his knives for camping knives and the kits that where you can make those. And then Ricardo and Jerry will be doing demos. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
What are we gonna learn?
We're gonna forge some knives. We're gonna sharp some knives and make it more easily. Mm-hmm. And show how easy it is to sharpen a knife, because if you have a vehicle and you need to fuel gas, that's okay. But how can you fuel gas your knife? So it's sharpening. So you need to keep your knife working. How does it work? If you have a knife that is completely dull, no purpose for that. Right? Yeah. So it's useless too.
Right.
So the good way how to sharpen a knife, very easy, and then you're probably going to find some very good stuff to resharp your knife at Garrett's Sporting Goods.
Okay, so all the supplies, so when I learn about the wedding stone and all that, I can buy it there as opposed to trying to find it somewhere else. Okay, easy.
This happened Father's Day weekend, by the way.
Right.
So they can check out all the items that are going on in Garrett Sporting Goods. If your father or husband or son or whoever needs something.
That's right. All your shooting goods.
I was going to say, it's a great time to pick up that Father's Day gift right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the shooting BB gun, that'll be going on all day?
That's all day. And then we have free t-shirts for the children.
All right.
So, while supplies last, but we have a huge band of t-shirts.
Okay.
And that is from Doug McCarta. And so he's supplied those for
us. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So, we want you to go by there next Saturday.
Right.
Right. It'll be fun.
Right. And a plug for Doug. We have his 511 knives that he designed, and we have some of those for sale, the fixed and the folding blades. So, you can look at those. But then we have the large line of adventure knives.
And that's a way to put it.
That's Ricardo's term. And then the custom made from Damascus to your stainless to working, and his new line of kitchen knives.
I forgot about that. Kitchen knives.
You just need to come see this. And we have a video wall that has a lot of the videos showing them working with the knives and the different options.
Okay. Perfect.
Anna's well aware that you need a good, sharp kitchen knife.
Yes, you do.
And then people in her house get in there and use it for something else, and next thing you know, Doggone it. It's dull.
It's dull again.
So she needs to get it sharpened.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all hang around. We're going to carry over the top of the hour because we'll kind of wrap it all up again. And we'll get y'all to play a game with Anna because we do that.
Okay, sure.
As well as we continue on a kind of stormy Friday morning, but sunshine is coming later in the day. That's East Texan Tracy Byrd and the Big Love on the Pig at 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, and sensible, and they've got three convenient locations to serve you: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And we're talking with Martha from the Garrett Sporting Goods in Texarkana, and Ricardo, Forged in Fire. You might have seen him on that History Channel show, and he is here. He showed us on Facebook. You need to check it out on the Facebook page, My Pig Radio, or go by. You can see it and feel it and touch it and feel it in person at the Sporting Goods, Garrett Sporting Goods. But all these wonderful custom knives that he makes, and he makes the sheaths that go along with it. And engraving is done by your wife. Did I hear that? Is that what I heard right?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Renata.
I love that.
She is an artist. Uh-huh.
These are custom, beautiful knives, and everything associated with it is beautiful. Everything from the Bowie knife to a knife that is given to the Brazilian military that they use, and just all kinds of things. The axe that also acts as a can opener. It's just a great thing. There was a couple things y'all mentioned that you wanted to talk about that we didn't hit on yet. I heard y'all saying
that Garrett Sporting Goods is pretty much the line of items we carry. We carry everything from handguns to long guns to your optics and your thermals for the hog hunters.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. And
that's a big problem.
Yeah. Right.
we solve it for
correct.
Us.
Correct. Actually, we can. And we are a silencer shop, kiosk shop location, so we make that process very quick and easy. And now with a new change in the regulations, e-forms, we help you process all that. So we can do that. And
so
we have
make that
things.
Easy because yes. that can be part why you don't buy it. It's like that's just such a process. It, not gonna
right
do it.
And the okay. wait time is down. So good. We work hand in hand with Silencer Shop and process those for you. But we have everything from your ammo to your gun cases to cleaning items. And then I carry a line of Pretty Hunter for ladies. And it's a lady who has spent shells that have been shot, and then she works with Swarovski crystals and she puts those inside. And so well, I have one here, but you can't see.
Oh, I love it.
And you can get your caliber, whatever caliber the lady likes to shoot. And she has a line of clothing, too, for women and for young girls. So we have that there. We are a Glock stocking dealer now.
Okay,
and
good.
So we have all your big brands. And then we have specialty guns that we order, too. Whereas a box store, they don't usually order for you, but we do custom. We have gunsmithing. We can mount your scopes. We can have your barrels. Okay. You know, if you need them, what do you call? I can't even think of the term. to put on your suppressors if they need to be threaded. There you go. It finally came. You know,
that's okay. It worked.
Right. So we have everything you would need for your.
Okay, you can
goods.
Hook us up.
Yes, we can. Okay. We can.
And that location again?
3102 Richmond Road, Texarkana, Texas, and 4001 South State Line, inside of Rocky Creek Outdoors. That's our Arkansas.
What are your hours?
We are from 10 to 6 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturdays.
Okay.
That's at Richmond. At Rocky Creek, it's a little different. We have the same hours through the week, but on the weekends, we're open on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yes, because we have a different clientele out there and the range is open. So.
Perfect.
So, yes. And we do not charge to transfer from one side of the state line to the other since it's within our store. So if you purchase something in Arkansas and you live in Texas, you can transfer it over here with no charge.
Oh, that's a huge thing.
It is.
You know, with us being on state line and two states. And
right,
all that
kind of stuff. Right.
All right, y'all hang around because we're going to play a game. You and Anna and people out there in Radio Land can play along. And then we'll talk one more time about the big event coming up on the 18th as we continue on this Friday morning with storms in the area. 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. That's Pam Tillis when you walk in the room on the Pig. And it is, storming out there this morning and some heavy rain across the area, but that'll be moving out and sunshine will return later in the day. We'll see probably upper 80s, not too bad. Begin to warm up a little bit tomorrow, 93. I don't like that much. And then I really don't like Sunday through next week when it's mid to upper 90s. That's just the actual temperature. Doesn't combine the heat and humidity and what it feels like and all that. So it's just going to be kind of torturous. Going to have to find some air conditioning or some water, pool, lake, something.
Well, you have a pool, so you're cheating.
Well,
the rest of us don't.
Yeah.
Order us up a pretty Saturday, please.
On the 18th. Order a nice Saturday.
Anna, you buy those chemicals to keep that thing clean, and you can come swim in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's a trade-off.
Yeah, all right.
Let's play a game, what do you say?
Yes, please.
And y'all play along out there in Radio Land. Today's game is true or false, so I'm going to give you a statement, and you decide whether it's true or false.
Okay.
And let's just start out.
All right, let's do this.
Got any flower lovers in the room?
Sure.
Okay. The tulip is named after a hat. Is that true or false? The tulip is named after a hat.
I think it is.
You think it is? Yes, and it is true.
Okay.
Very, very good start. Very good start. A vampire bat is most likely to bite a sleeping human victim on their arm. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, no, I don't
okay.
That.
That's too obvious because we're going to be moving our arms.
All right, all right, smarty pants. You're right, it's false. Now, where would the most likely place be for a vampire bat to bite a sleeping human? What part of the body?
A sleeping human?
Yes, sleeping human.
The extremity, so fingers or toes.
Oh, I'm thinking the neck. I mean, you know, vampire, you know.
She's thinking about the old movies.
Yeah, you know.
Well, actually, it is the toe, the big toe, to be exact.
Oh, no. That's nasty.
Well, I don't know what the vampire bats are thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, don't look at your computer keyboard, Anna.
Okay.
On computers and typewriter keyboards, the letter X is between the C and the B.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Which one do you think is between the C and the B?
Isn't it between the Z and the C?
Don't be cheating!
Keyboard, this is my phone!
Same thing!
I can't say anything. The anvil has no anything.
No input.
It is the V. She was looking at the keyboard on her phone. Okay, Jimmy Carter was a former president. He was the U.S. president during all six of the manned moon landings.
That can't be true.
No. That can't
be true.
All six.
All six. Actually, there were...
Yes.
There
that was him.
That wasn't in the States.
Oh,
then.
No.
There was one president. It was the president during all six, and it was Richard Nixon.
Nixon.
Watergate fame thing there. Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, two famous dancers and singers and actors, they danced together, but they only danced together in two films. Is that true or false?
That I don't know. I'd guess sure.
Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly.
You would think more than two. They were so famous, but I have no proof.
You have no proof?
No proof.
You want to take a guess, Ricardo?
I'm going to just guess that is, I think it's true.
Let's see what it is. It is true.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
it was a very long shot.
It's like, sure.
Yeah.
On the TV sci-fi series The X-Files, if anybody watched that, the aliens were expected to invade Earth on December 22nd, 2012. Is that true or false?
22nd.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's so random.
It didn't happen, but...
Well, obviously, it didn't happen that we know about. Yeah, that anybody's told us about.
No one's told us
It could be indirect.
But that is true. And finally, the Doberman Pinscher dog was named for a tax collector. Is that true or false?
Doberman. I want it to be true. It sounds so good.
I love it.
It sounds so good. It is true.
It is true? Okay, awesome.
Okay, so now we'll never look at it the same.
It makes sense now.
So y'all did quite well on true or false. All right, once again, tell us all the wins, wares, and times for the big event coming up on the 18th.
All right. Richmond Road, Garrett Sporting Goods, 3102 Richmond Road, ride directly across from Sonic, 10 to 4. You'll have Ricardo Villar, Jerry Fisk, and friends, and they'll be forging, cutting, Dutch oven cooking, Daisy BB range, and all the gifts you could ever want for your dad.
Yeah, it's going to be a perfect time.
Yeah,
and everything in between. It'll be
and
a perfect
a beautiful
time.
Day.
Yeah.
Just follow the noise of the anvil.
That's right.
So it's a free event to come to, and like I said, it'll be a great time to get a Father's Day gift for somebody, and the kids are going to love the BB gun range and the adults,
right.
too, you know, if they can hog their way in there.
Yeah.
But you're going to love to check out all these wonderful knives. They've got all these knives that we talked about on the radio and we showed on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, My Pink Radio, and look at the video so you can look at them. But then go by there in person and you can put them in your hand and feel them. They're wonderful, beautiful knives that are custom made.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to meet the both of you.
Yes, thank you. Naturally.
Hope you have a great event. And we'll have to have you guys back in.
Yes, it's your studio. Come back.
Yes. All right. More of the best of most country continues. So we got a little bit more to do here before we get out here at 10 o'clock. So stay with us.
Okay.